This morning, we have a guest joining us here in the studio, Brad Peerbolt, in with us this morning from the Atlantic JCs, who are sponsoring a comedy club event coming up here very soon. Thanks for coming in.
That's right. Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it. That's been kind of a staple for you folks over the last several years, hasn't it?
It has. We've done this quite a few years, and we have a great lineup this year. I think, honestly, this is the best group of comedians we have that I've seen in the last 12 years since I've been doing it.
All right. Well, you've set it up, so I'll let you. You teed it up. I'll let you hit it. Now, go ahead and tell them.
Sure. It's coming up this Saturday, March 5th, at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. We kind of changed up our venue a little bit, but that's open to the public. Everyone's welcome to come out and join us for our lineup of comedians.
Very good. Talk about the comedians. Who do you have?
Yep. We've got a very funny Tiffany Norton coming in, and our headliner this year is Mark Poulos, and he's very, very funny, and like I said, I'm very excited about both of them.
What type of comedy?
You know, it's not real blue or real off-color comedy. We do have a 21 and over age limit on the show, but it's not going to be anything you can't come to with your family members or bring grandma out, and, you know, you're not going to be too embarrassed or anything. So we keep it pretty above the table.
Where did you find these folks?
Well, we work with a clearinghouse, you know, that books acts. So we work with them for several years now, and they do a good job of setting up the comedians for us and contracting them.
Very good. Well, you're switching venues a little bit this time around. The Atlantic Golf and Country Club should be an easy place for folks to get in and out of.
That's right. Yeah, that's right there on the corner of 29th and Chestnut. And like I said, it's open to everyone. We're going to have a cash bar. We're going to have a few little snacks and popcorn and pretzels and things like that for people to snack on during the show, too.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about this event now. This is a pretty good fundraiser for you folks, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, we fundraise in a couple ways. First of all, you can buy tickets, obviously. So it's $20 a ticket ahead of time. And you can find those tickets a couple places around town. You can find them at Howard's Clothing, also at the Atlantic Chamber. You can buy those up till the day of the show. And if you don't quite get out and get your tickets ahead of time, you can get them at the door, and they're $25 at the door. Okay. Then there's also a cash bar, as I alluded to. And what we do as JCs is we are your cocktail waiters and waitresses for the evening. So we'll be coming around to your table, taking your orders, bringing those to your table. And also any tips that we receive that night go back into the fundraising. And that ultimately goes to our big projects, which year in and year out are our fireworks out at the airport. So we try to raise some good money this night to go towards those fireworks coming up.
Well, that's great. Well, it takes a little bit of the stress and pressure off the regular staff there at the country club, but also lets you guys have a little fun.
It does. You know, we really enjoy getting around and talking to everyone and having a little bit of fun and doing something that we don't usually do day in and day out.
You won't be dressing funny, will you?
Nope. Not going to do the dress up, but we'll try to provide adequate service anyway.
So the comedy on stage and maybe some comedy off stage there too.
Well, maybe, you know, some of us drop some drinks once in a while, things like that.
Not intentionally.
Unless you tip poorly.
Well, I guess the gauntlet's been thrown down now, hasn't
it? There you go.
Well, let's talk about the fundraising effort here, though, too, because it's important to be able to put money in the coffers for these types of local community groups, because that money just comes right back to the community.
Yeah, you know, we have really low overhead with the JCs, and basically all the money we raise throughout the year goes back into the community, whether it's our, you know, Adopt a Family project we have right around Christmas time, where we give out food to needy families, or like I said, into the fireworks. And we've been trying to expand our fireworks every year and kind of put on a better show. Different projects like the flight breakfast the morning of the 4th, and there's different things we do around the community to try to give back. So it does stay local, and that's one of the reasons I really like this group.
Well, and the JCs is not a group that kind of always has their hand in your face type of thing either. You guys do fundraising in a community-minded way, giving them something back.
That's right. You know, this is a fundraiser at its essence, but in reality, it's just a great night out. You can come out in Atlantic, bring a date, bring the family, and have an enjoyable evening out and not have to leave town, which is very appealing to a lot of folks.
Well, and I know a lot of folks will head off different times to, you know, Des Moines, Omaha, to some of the comedy clubs on either side of us in the larger cities to be able to see this kind of talent. That's what they're going to see.
That's right. You know, these are touring talent. These are touring comedians that are going to, you know, be in the Funny Bone or whatnot. So you're really going to get the comedy club experience right in your backyard.
That's awesome. It's a great opportunity for you to get out, because these are the kind of comedians that will be appearing at those different types of venues too. So.
Exactly.
And maybe you've seen them before. Who knows? We have a lot of things going on that particular evening, but as you alluded to, this goes to help fund a lot of the things that help that happen throughout the year. And you know, the JCs are one of those groups that, gosh, if they disappeared and nobody participated, nobody helped to fundraise, nobody joined the group anymore, we would probably notice their absence from the community.
Yeah, it is. I think it's one of those things, you appreciate them, but you don't really realize maybe what the group does, or wouldn't like it if they went away. And we're always looking for some new members. So, you know, what the JCs is, in essence, is a young person's group, right? So we accept members between the ages of 18 to 40. And what we try to do as JCs, which stands for Junior Chamber, and that's what it was developed as years ago, is to kind of cultivate and breed young members of our community into future leaders, whether that's developing social or business networks, whether it's developing your leadership skills and running some of these projects, or just getting out and socializing and making some new friends in the community.
Well, and all those things you talked about, the different types of things that you do at the holidays, the fireworks display. I mean, these things don't happen by accident. It takes money to do these things. They're expensive.
It does. It does take money, and we're very blessed to have great community support, both in man hours and in finances. But really what we need the most is just some new members, some members that want to come out and, first of all, have a good social time. So we always try to integrate social activities into our meetings. We go bowling, we go golfing, we do these things, as well as give back to the community a little bit. But all of our activities are more fun than they are work, and that's important.
Young people move to the community, and immediately it's, how do I meet people? JCs can solve that problem.
That's right. You know, whether it's meeting the folks in the group, the other JC's members, or getting out and kind of networking in the community while we're running some of these projects, you end up meeting a lot of contacts. And
opens up a lot of doors. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so if folks want to, if they're interested maybe in joining, or have a friend, relative who might fit the bill, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can sure call down to the chamber, and they have all of our contact information there. They can call me, Brad Pierbolt, and you can call me at Pierbolt Chiropractic. Hans Kringle is our president right now, and he's at Howard's Clothing. So those are all good contact points. You can also come out to the comedy club on Saturday, March 5th, and talk to some of the members. And we'd love to inform you on what we do and how to become a new member.
It's what you make of it, correct?
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, what you put in, I find that you get multitudes back.
Absolutely. Comedy Club is the first big thing coming up that we should be concerned about right now. Give them those details one more time.
Sure, yeah. It's a Saturday, March 5th at 7 p.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. We've got two great comedians coming in, Tiffany Norton and Mark Poulos. Tickets can be purchased ahead of time for $20 each, and those can be purchased at Howard's Clothing and the Atlantic Chamber. If you want to wait till the day of, you can sure get tickets at the door as well, and there's just a little bit more at $25 each. And I'd really like to take a second to thank our sponsors. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to do this. And that's Atlantic Hy-Vee and First Whitney Bank. So we really appreciate those folks for stepping up and helping us out.
Very good. Two organizations who have a history of working very closely and hiring members of the JCs, having members on staff.
That's right. We have members from both of those groups, both of those businesses, and we really appreciate their support.
Very good. That's this Saturday night, March the 5th. And again, doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Come early. Have a good time. Get those tickets ahead of time, too. You save yourself a little bit of money, and then they can kind of plan ahead that way, too. Brad, thanks so much for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jim.